In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. And we are looking at 2 Thessalonians 3. And Paul writes, finally, brethren, pray for us. This is a very important word that God calls his people to pray for. Listen, you hear me every day. Don't take it for granted. You must pray for me. Don't take it for granted that you're hearing me and that I bless you. You've got to pray for me. That's how I continue. I cannot continue unless you pray for me. Finally, brethren, pray for us. Why? That the word of the Lord may have a free reign. That's right. Pray for me that the word of God might have a free reign through me, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Pray for my health. Pray for me. Put me on your prayer list. Adopt me in your family. I cannot do these things without your prayer. St. Paul knew this. He knew this. He's asking his community. You might say, you don't even know me. I don't know you. Maybe I don't because you've never written to me. Maybe I don't because you've never come to our services. But you know what? You hear me every day. Pray for me that the word of God might have a free course and be glorified even as it is with you. Oh, you see, I give to you and you give to me. It's like this ability that it just keeps on giving. I give to you and you give to me. And that's the way it is. So I need your prayers. I need your prayers. I need your prayers. I need your prayers. So you pray for me. And that's very important so that I may preach the word of God with power. That I may preach the word of God that healings would flow. That I might preach the word of God and people would be blessed. That's just the way it is. Now listen to what St. Paul also writes, if I can find it. It's in the 6th chapter of Galatians. Let us not be weary of doing good. Let us not be weary of doing good. You see, that is reality. That God calls us to continue to do good. Now, the preaching of the word in itself does good. But you see, we are called to do good. And we are called to be a blessing. I was told just this morning about this man, you know, that he met this Muslim man and he was throwing Jesus down his throat and you're not going to heaven. And I'm just going to tell you, you don't get anything by doing stuff like that. You get something by loving people. You see, anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. You don't get anything by forcing Jesus down people's throat, honest. There's got to be enough of Jesus in you that they get jealous. There's got to be enough of Jesus in you that they want what you have. There's got to be enough of Jesus in you that they become envious with the holy envy. You see, it's not in forcing Jesus down people's throats. You don't do things that way because, you know, what do you get by forcing Jesus by people's throats. Nothing. But you see, it's a lot more difficult to not be weary of doing good, of loving people, of continuing to love people that don't deserve your love. That don't deserve your love. Like God continues to love me. I don't deserve his love. You see? We're supposed to be like children of the Father, loving people that don't deserve our love. That's right. Because the Father loves us, and we don't deserve his love. Jesus loves me. I don't deserve his love. No matter what I do for him, I don't deserve his love. But he loves me freely. He loves me freely. He loves me freely. So, you know, just going to people and pushing Jesus on them does nothing. 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 But loving people, continuing to give people chances, not enabling, but continuing to give people chances. And that's the way God is. Now, we all run short, you know. We all fall short. But, you know, we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. We need to live the life of the Spirit. That's why the Holy Ghost helps us to love. Helps us to love. Helps us to love. And we need to love people into the kingdom, not scare them. But, you know, I know if you're not going to love people, you're going to use the fear tactics. And, you know, fear tactics just don't happen to work. The Muslim man said, you know, he doesn't help me to come to God. Mother Teresa, when I was in India, she led by example. She led by example. Oh, yeah. It's an awful lot harder to lead by example than it is to shove Jesus down people's throats. Now, I want to preach the gospel, and I want to tell people Jesus is the only way, but I don't want to shove him, because you know what? God is patient. You know, we're all so broken, you know. You know, this whole thing of getting people to accept Jesus, I'm going to tell you, it's more than accepting Jesus. How many billions have accepted Jesus and the world has not changed? How many billions? Like, let's be real about this whole thing. How many? I just heard this morning from Pat Allen about there was a revival on this little island that her daughter was in the 50s. And one couple is going throughout the world since the 50s preaching the gospel. And you know what my thought is? There was a revival there. And how many people were really changed for good? This couple got the fire and continued to go with the fire since the 50s. Isn't that wonderful? Like 60 years, huh? But how many people got the fire and let it die out? You know what I'm saying? This is real stuff, you know? Oh, yeah, there was a revival on this little island. Isn't that wonderful? But we know at least one couple that stayed in the race. One couple that went out to preach to the world. One couple that continued to keep their eyes fixed upon Jesus. Where did the rest go in this great revival? Like, where did the rest? It's the same with the charismatic renewal. In the 70s it blossomed. In the 80s it peaked. Where are all these people that were baptized in the Holy Ghost? Where are they? Where are they? Oh, they had better experiences than I did, more powerful. But where are they? You see, it's not a 100-yard dash, baby. It's a triathlon. It's a triathlon. Where are they? This is, you know, maybe as it says, they have fallen from grace. See, it's not in accepting Jesus. It's in walking with Jesus after I accept him. It's the life in the Holy Spirit. It's not in just, you know, I accepted Jesus. Yeah.
You don't say, I accepted Jesus.
What did St. Paul say? Pray for me that I do not become a castaway. That even St. Paul prayed that he would not lose his salvation. Because we can turn away from God. You see, I was touched by this couple. 50, 60 years ago, a revival on this little island. They've gone through the whole world preaching. Isn't that wonderful? They really got the fire. Where's the rest of them? They shouted. They screamed. They danced. They shivered. They laughed. They were healed. But where are the rest of them? Maybe they've fallen from grace. Where are all the people that were baptized in the Holy Ghost? And I'm going to tell you, I was baptized in the Holy Ghost in 1968. And I'm still growing in it. I'm still growing in it. I'm still growing in it. Because God is infinite. I'm not telling you, I'm growing in feelings. I'm growing in the life of the Spirit, walking by faith, keeping my eyes on Jesus. When I turn them and I go wacky, I could again get my eyes on Jesus. Listen to what it says. This is what I was looking for. Isn't that funny? I was looking for this scripture and I couldn't find it. And so I started preaching another way. Isn't that funny? But this is what I wanted to say. Now I'm going to say it because now my eyes are on it. I knew it was in the sixth chapter of Galatians. I just didn't know it was. So I think the Lord just wanted me to say the things I just said. Let him that is taught the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. In other words, if I teach you the word... And you know, I can't teach you the word from within. I can only tell you the word from without, and the Holy Ghost does the rest. But let him who is taught in the word of God communicate to the teacher. That's right. And I want you to communicate to me, at least through prayer. Because you know what? I cannot do this without your prayer. And you have an obligation to me that if I am a blessing to you, then you need to be a blessing to me. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth. That's right. And how would you do that? I'll tell you how you do that. You do that through your prayer. You do that through your offerings so that we can stay on the radio. You know, if I'm a blessing to you, if I'm not a blessing, I don't want your money. I don't want your money. I don't want your money. You know what I'm saying? If I am not a blessing to you, keep your money. I don't want it. I want to pay my bills through people who are blessed, not through people who are not blessed. That's fine. In all reality, you know, I want the people that God blesses through this ministry to respond to me. Now listen to what St. Paul says. I don't know, these scriptures are just coming to me in Romans 1. For I long to see you, Roman people, is what he's saying, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift so that you may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by our mutual faith, both you and me. So therefore, you see, St. Paul saying that he wants to impart a spiritual gift to these people, but also that they are going to impart something to him, that I may be comforted together with you by our mutual faith, both of you and me. That's what St. Paul says, that it goes both ways. You see, it doesn't, it's not one way. That's how the people live. It's one way, my way, or no way. You know, that's not the way I live. It's not my way or no way, and get on the highway because I want my way. It's as I impart to you, then you impart to me a blessing through your prayer, through your offerings. As I give you a blessing, so you bless me. It's reciprocal. It's called the law of love. Love cannot contain itself. It's so simple. Yeah, you know, but you see, that's because we don't know the scriptures. We don't know our duty and our responsibility as well as our privilege to impart to the one who helps you a gift. I'm not saying necessarily money. I'm saying prayer. I'm saying devotion before the throne. That's the way it is. Again, I want to ask, where are all the people in this little island off of England, or Scotland, I should say, that were touched by the revival? One couple got the fire, and they kept it burning. Where are the rest of them? Where are all the people that spoke in tongues and prophesied and saw miracles at the cenacle? Where are they? Where are they? Oh, some of them are still going. But there were multitudes. I mean multitudes. Where did they go? Where are the people that came to me in 1994, 95, 96, when the power of God was so powerful in our little church? Where are they? Like, where are they? People whose lives were changed. People who got healed in the body. Where are they? You see, where are they? Most of them are gone. Oh yeah, most of them are gone. Because you know what? It's all right when everything is all right. But when things are in a valley, the people go. That's the ones that left Jesus. When he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. They left him. They didn't understand. This is a big valley. They weren't going to put up with it. It's the same way today. How many people were set on fire in what God has done in the years since, only God knows. And they're not around anymore. No, they're not around anymore. But the poor bums like me, who have nobody else but Jesus, hallelujah, we stick around because we know that without him we have nothing. Oh yeah, we stick around because we know that without him we are nothing. This is real. This is as real as the lamp that I'm looking at right now. And most people just want to play a game. Let me just tell you, I'm not into game playings. I don't like playing games unless it's Scrabble, Monopoly. Oh yeah, I never win, but that's okay. Maybe once I won Eric, just once. But you know what? I won't tell you, I don't play games. I wrote a letter to Bishop Hennessy, and I wrote a letter to Father Wayne Belchner. He's our vicar. Today, they're having a large dinner for honoring the priest. And I wrote a letter to them. And I said, I just want you to know, How can we have a dinner to honor priests when the weakest of our brothers that cannot work will only get $200 a month? Like, how can we honor the priest when the weakest of our brothers are going to get $200 a month? Do you know how long it takes to get disability? It takes over a year sometimes. How can our brothers that are weak live on $200 a month? I said, the archdiocese won't listen to me. They think I'm just Lulu. Why don't you suggest that we take money out of the priest's salary? Take 100 out of each priest's salary to pay our brothers that are broken. 100, what's $100? I'd give 500 a month. I'd give it. You see, I can't honor the priest when the priest is not being cared for. That if the priest cannot work, he cannot be paid. The church had made an obligation to the priest when he was ordained, and the priest made an obligation to the church. The church does not want to keep the obligation because now our monies are running out. Well, maybe they're running out because we're not living by faith, and we're living in the flesh. We're living the way the world lives. But you see, I'm a hard nut to crack. I let these things be known. Oh yeah, I don't care if they love me, they don't love me. See, my job is to be a Catholic priest in Boston and throughout the world, to be a vocation of a priest, of a father. That's my vocation. And you know, my heart breaks for priests that are disabled that will get $200 a month. Oh yeah, they might live in a rectory. Big deal. Get some stipends. Who can live on $200 a month? Gasoline alone will cost half that much. This, you know? Oh yeah, their insurance is paid for. Who can live on $200 a month? This is evil. Oh, I let it be known. Because they're not going to listen to me. You know, the diocese is not going to listen to me because they think I'm Lulu. But I'm not Lulu. I'm right on. I've got the heart of Jesus. Because I know that Jesus is always for the underdog. I've got the heart of Jesus. They can say what they want, but I've got the heart of Jesus. You know why? Because Jesus is always for the underdog. And if I'm for the underdog, I'm going to tell you, I've got the heart of Jesus. I'm not for the pot of money that we have that's going bankrupt. Hallelujah. Let it go bankrupt. You know, join the Centene group where we have to offer abortions indirectly. You'll go bankrupt. Hallelujah. I hope we do go bankrupt. You know, the Catholic Church in Boston joins the Centene group. Do you know that six people on the board of Caritas Christi donated to pro-abortion candidates like Obama and Kennedy? They are on the board of the Catholic Hospital, and they donated to the political endeavors of pro-abortion people. Isn't that wonderful? No wonder why we're going bankrupt. Hallelujah! Glory! Glory! So I do things that other people don't do. That's right. One person said, you better be careful, the Archdiocese will stop giving you money for the radio. I said the Archdiocese has never given me money for the radio. I don't need their money. I have God Almighty who works through his people. I don't need the Archdiocese money. You know what I'm saying? Let them keep it. The money I get is from God's people. That's my money. Hallelujah! I don't need the Archdiocesan money. I'd be the last person they'd give money to. And I don't need it. Glory! Glory! And I'm going to tell you one thing that I'm proud about. I'm the only one in the archdiocese that could have a ministry without the help of the church. But I have the help of the church. I'm not talking the institution. I'm talking about you. I'm the only one. There's no one else could do it. Because I've got the heart of Jesus. Because I am for the underdog. Is that proud? If it is, I'm a sinner. I'm for the underdog. You want to know why? Because I'm an underdog. My Lord on a cross was an underdog. And Stephen outside the gates was an underdog. And this Sunday, there's a miracle service at the Holy Rosary at 7:30 in the evening. Come, all you underdogs. And Saturday night, we have Mass and we pray for healing after Mass. Come Saturday night at 5:30. And tonight is Friday night and we have Mass. I celebrate Mass at 7:30 followed by Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. Tonight is the Feast of the Sacred Heart. And Bishop Hennessy wrote me a little note from the first grade. He said, friends may come and friends may part, but there is no change in the Sacred Heart. Hallelujah! That's real. The heart of Jesus filled with love. The heart of Jesus filled with compassion. For the broken. For the underdog. For the needy. For the poor. For those nobody else wants. I've got the heart of Jesus. And you know what? I don't want any other heart. I want to care for the underdog. That's why I'm on the radio. I touch the underdogs. I don't touch the highfalutin ones that donate to the Kennedys. I touch the underdogs, and I'm grateful for that in the name of Jesus Christ. I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bill. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, come Sunday night, 7:30, miracle time at Holy Rosary with the. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.